The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
The opinions expressed by the guests of this show do not necessarily express the opinions of Dr. Weinerman or Weinerman Pain and Wellness.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Welcome to the Pain and Wellness Hour, sponsored by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, Philadelphia's premier physical therapy and pain management facility. Here are your hosts, Blake Rosen and Dr. Albert Talone.
And a good Tuesday afternoon, everybody. Cheers to everybody on this Tuesday for tuning into the Pain and Wellness Hour here on 860 AM WWDB, presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, serious doctors for serious injuries. We will remind you throughout the broadcast to go to WeinermanPainAndWellness.com on this Tuesday, July 11th. Our opening guest, Dr. Polino, probably will not endorse the reference to this mention on this day, 7-Eleven Tuesday, free small Slurpees at all 7-Eleven stores throughout the day. Here on the Pain and Wellness Hour, we welcome everybody in and got a great lineup and a great show for you, Doc. Before we bring you into the conversation, I want to welcome Blake Rosen and Jay Doc into the studio and take a moment to send a huge shout out to Dr. Albert Talone, who is not with us in the studio, recovering and working through the recovery process, and he's in our thoughts and prayers and will be until he returns to the chair. And then even after he returns to the chair, we'll keep him in our thoughts and prayers as well.
Yes, just wanted to say, hey, Dr. Talone, we miss you. Even though I'm sitting in your chair today, just keeping it warm for you.
It looks good, but not as good as when Dr. Talone's in it. That's, we're buttering you up, Doc. Happy to have Dr. Michael Polino.
And Doc, by the way, I hope you can understand J-Doc. He came into the studio with nuts. The one thing that you never eat during a live broadcast is peanuts.
Peanuts, walnuts.
But J-Doc has them, so I transition to J-Doc. Go ahead, J-Doc.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to finish these nuts. Let's move in. Okay, so, Doc, sorry. This is turning into a comedy hour.
You all right, J-Doc?
Okay, so before July 4th, the 4th of July break, we were talking about detoxing as part of staying and being well. So if we were to schedule a wellness evaluation with you, Doc, at Weinerman Pain and Wellness, what would we expect?
Well, Joe, it's a good topic, and I'm glad we're talking about it today. And it's good to be back from 4th of July, and I'm glad that all this talk and discussion about wellness has rubbed off on you, and you're getting your protein from your nuts, and you're modifying your diet. And, it's like work in progress for all of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. So
That's right.
We learn, even our listeners, the more we learn, the more we try, the better we get, and that's the way it works. So as far as coming into our office for a wellness program. Or a detoxification evaluation. It starts like any other medical visit with gathering information. We look at your past medical history, any allergies and sensitivities you might have, current medical conditions, if any, your lifestyle, symptoms that you may be currently suffering from, such as like metabolic syndrome or environmental toxicity or allergies. And this leads us along a more direct path to evaluate, an exam. We go to a kinesiological examination, which is just a screening where we evaluate for organ system function. We evaluate for toxicity through reflexology. We evaluate chiropractically for musculoskeletal complaints. If we find that through this history taking and the examination that there is a potential for a serious exposure to like a heavy metal, like maybe lead or carbon dioxide, which we do treat in our office, we'll refer a person out for some blood work. And then finally, what we do is we introduce the concept of a food diary to a wellness patient, because ultimately food is the foundation of health. And we want to get an idea, even though patients tell us they do one thing, we want to see exactly what they do in the privacy of their homes. At the end of the day, when nobody's looking, whether it's the crimpets or the nuts that they're eating every day. You know what I mean?
Doc, what's the general reaction by By people, by an individual. You've dealt with many. You've spoken with many. You've met many. You've treated many individuals. We all are different. We all process, analyze, and try and figure out the right routine differently. What do you sense to be the common reaction?
An eye-opening experience is what I sense from everybody. By the time they're done with their initial consultation for wellness or, you know, consultation examination, there it is an eye-opening experience. They are educated. We identify that even though they're coming in for wellness, we have to start with their sickness program first, because, you know, there are electromagnetic sicknesses, there's nutritional deficiencies, there's subclinical toxicities, there's allergies, there's musculoskeletal. We identify all these problems that people may be having they didn't even realize that they were having. So it's an eye-opening experience. They're very, very satisfied and very excited, you know, because we give them the power, you know, the education, the information to actually change their lives. And so it's never been a bad experience.
Doctor, do you get a number of people in denial? Like, for example, you're doing screenings. Yeah, well, first of all, do you have to do a blood screening when you're doing a wellness evaluation?
No. And that's, you know, another thing I wanted to mention, Joe. You know, depending on how serious the situation is. I mean, I have people come to me that have leukemia. And I started a person on a wellness program that had cancer. So, you know, in those more serious situations, you know, we want to be very specific. And we may want to coordinate treatment with what their primary disease-treating physicians are doing. So if you're under chemotherapy, we'll hold back on nutritional supplements. But if you're on radiation therapy, we'll support them. We'll hold back on detoxification until after chemo. You know, depending on how serious your health condition is, it's how serious, you know, we make the process. Most people, though, they come in, they don't demonstrate any abnormal vital signs like tubular response delayed or heart rate or blood pressure or respiration is not abnormal. We go through the kinesiological exam, we go through the musculoskeletal exam, and we put them on a dietary modification program based on their diet diary, and then we start from there. And they will see, generally, they will start to feel better within a couple of weeks.
Dr. Michael Polino joining us here on the Pain and Wellness Hour, presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, serious doctors for serious injuries. J-Doc, 2 minutes left in the segment
when I asked you about denial, you know, if a person's not ready to give up their favorite foods, and a lot of times they'll sit there and say that they're not, you know, they're not eating badly, but if they're not ready to give up their snack foods, cakes, cookies, or donuts, should they still take the first step and get a wellness evaluation?
Yes, and I'm glad you asked that question.
Well, what can I say?
60% of the people that are thinking about it are on the fence. Do I want to give up my cake? Do I want to give up my cookies? Do I want to give up my donuts? That doesn't matter. Do you want to be wealthy, healthy? Do you want to be well? You know, and if you do, then you make the first step and you take a look at what it is we're doing. It's doable. You know, it's not written.
Do you think that the information that they get from the actual evaluation is something that, you know, even, you know, if they walked in there and they're like, listen, you know, I'm against it. I want to continue doing what I'm doing. Say their spouse encouraged them to go.
No, life changing. Absolutely. The information they get, even if they decide, you know what, I'm not going to do a dietary diary right now. Maybe I'll do some detoxification and some musculoskeletal work to make me feel better, but I'm going to stay away from the diet. And you know what? We say fine, you know. I mean, it's the cafeteria. We have everything here. You know, naturally, we want to meet people where they're at. So we will begin wherever they need us to begin. So, but the information they gather from that first visit is life-changing information. Absolutely.
Now, Doc, I appreciate your time. You know, it's great information. Next week, I'd love to get into what the actual treatments look like.
Absolutely.
You know, after somebody gets evaluated, where do they go from then? So, Dr. Michael Polino from Weinerman Pain and Wellness, thanks so much for being on the show.
All right, good stuff, Doc. Well done, Dr. Michael Polino here on the Pain and Wellness Hour. As we roll on during the big show, Lino Thomas, who's a personal injury attorney, will join us. He'll be with with us by telephone today, but we'll talk with Lino coming up after the break. Mary Guarino in the studio, correct?
And Amy Reardon.
And Amy Reardon. They will be along 12:34. Mary is with Be Balanced Hormone Weight Loss Centers, correct? All right, good stuff. So we'll have Mary and Amy will join us coming up at 12:34 at the bottom of the hour. So we'll have a good segment with Mary and Amy as well. It's the Pain and Wellness Hour here on 860 AM WWDB. Remember, go to WeinermanPainandWellness.com. Remember the name. Memorize the number, 215-988-9503.
My friends, this is Joe Krause. You've heard me on Philadelphia radio now for over 20 years. And you know I don't often endorse products or people unless they are real game changers. I want to tell you about Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. And at the end of this short personal endorsement, I want you to consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. If you are recovering from an injury, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with a disorder that has stopped you in your tracks, or if you're like me, determined to learn about wellness while getting yourself prepared to stay healthy so you can enjoy the blessings of your family. Remember the name of this warm and caring location, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, on the web at WeinermanPainandWellness.com.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Pain and Wellness Hour here on a Tuesday, July 11th. Slurpee Day, free small Slurpee at any 7-Eleven around the Delaware Valley. On the Pain and Wellness Hour here on 860 AM WWDB, presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, Serious Doctors for Serious Injuries. Just so I have clarity for our listening audience, Mary Guarino, who is the owner of Be Balanced Hormone Weight Loss Centers, will be in studio. She'll be along at 12:34, 12:35, along with Amy Reardon. Amy is the owner of Natural Hormone Balancing. So Amy and Mary will join us collectively at the bottom of the hour, J-Doc, and that will be at right around 12:34 or 12:35 this afternoon.
Yep. So we're looking forward to that. It's a women's health segment, and certainly, you know, we give out phenomenal information. And unfortunately, with Dr. Talon's health situation, and we're fortunately, we get the opportunity to bring on a new individuals who can give us some fantastic information.
Well, and we'll tie everything together. If you go back and listen to what Dr. Polino said and how the show started, we'll be able to mesh all of that together, talk about the dynamic behind it, the willingness to do it, and everything else. As you know by now from listening to the big show every Tuesday, it's our legal segment coming up after the first break, which starts right at 12:15 here on the big show. Attorney Lino Thomas, who's a personal injury attorney, now joins us, not in studio, but joins us on the hotline, and we welcome him into the big show. Lino Thomas, a good Tuesday afternoon. Sir, how are you?
Good afternoon, guys. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, Lino. And first off, we'd like to introduce you. If you will, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your career.
Sure. My name's Lino Thomas. I've been practicing attorney since 2002. I'm currently a partner in a law firm called Solomon, Burschler, Fabick, Campbell, and Thomas. Here our main office is in Norristown, Pennsylvania, but we also have a satellite office in Center City, Philadelphia. And the practice focuses mainly on people. We represent people, not corporations. That means we do a number of different things. We do personal injury. We do criminal defense. We do family law, meaning divorces, custody, things of that nature. We do immigration, and we do wills and estates. It's a lot of areas, and I primarily focus on the personal injury aspect as well as the criminal defense aspect. But we do a number of different things, and we're located here in Norristown.
Now, I noticed, you know, I went to the website and was checking it out, and you also do a little workers' compensation?
We do. We do.
Now, when you're talking about doing both PI, and so this is an injury show, so we and a wellness show, we typically focus on those who are injury victims and injured workers. Tell me, you know, when you do workers' comp and you do personal injury, is there a benefit to clients, particularly those who may have, you know, an individual who's got a construction industry that may be a third-party case?
Right. Well, first off, as I'm sure your listeners may be aware, Pennsylvania has a statute where you can't sue your employer for injuries sustained on the job. What you've got to do is go through the Workers' Compensation Act and file a claim petition that way. You can't sue your employer directly as you could in other states.
Mm-hmm.
In Pennsylvania, you go through workers' compensation. A lot of people don't realize that they may have two separate cases. They may have a workers' compensation case, but also a third-party liability case which arises from the same incident. For example, the easiest example I could give you is an employee that's driving a company vehicle. That vehicle is involved in an accident through no fault of the employee. Maybe he's rear-ended. And the guy's injured, or the lady's injured, the driver, the employer is injured, and files a workers' comp claim. Well, that's good. He can do that. But in that instance, there is a third party, that other individual that caused the accident, caused the injury, that's also liable to the client for his pain and suffering, as well as his lost wages and other out-of-pocket expenses. So the client in that case would have a workers' compensation claim against the employer's insurance company, and he or she would also have a third party liability claim against the person that hit him. So that's why, yes, there are two separate cases, and they do interplay, and it's important to have an attorney that can recognize that and spot that right from the outset.
Lino, how does that work? You have a conversation with the client, and through that conversation, through that, I don't know if discovery is the right word, but just through your understanding of the meeting and everything that's going on, you have the ability at that point to be able to understand the direction
sure.
to go.
Well, any good attorney should be doing a detailed intake with his client. When the client presents to your office, or as is often the case when we go visit our clients at their home, because if they're injured and they can't get to us, we make it a point to get to them. When you sit down with your client for the first time, that is a crucial time in the litigation process. Even though you haven't filed suit, you haven't picked up a phone, you haven't written a letter, you haven't done anything yet, this is your first meeting with the person you're going to be representing for the next few months to the next few years. It's important that you start off right away and get all the facts. If in that intake, you should be able to determine if it's a workers' comp claim, if it's a personal injury claim, and if there's a third-party liability claim from that intake. You got to ask your client the important questions that need to be asked to make those determinations, and you got to do that from day one.
And just a follow-up to that, Lino Thomas, attorney joining us here on the Pain and Wellness Hour, just a follow-up, and J-Doc, I know you want to weigh in. I just want to get a follow-up
sure,
on that. How challenging, Lino, is that initial consultation or that initial conversation. There's fear, there's a lot of emotions, there's many different factors or variables, I think, that weigh into that first meeting with an injured, with somebody who was injured. Does that present a challenge for you?
Sure. Well, they're like snowflakes. Each individual is different, and everyone, each and every one of them is going to be in pain. They're going to have a traumatic event that just happened to them, and they're most likely not going to know what to do. And each individual will treat their circumstances differently based on, you know, their own life experiences and how they handle things in their life. It's incumbent upon the attorney, the professional in this situation, to make sure that you calm the client down, that you address all the client's concerns, all the client's fears, and answer all those questions. You got to get the answers out of the client. And a lot of times you're 100% correct. These clients don't know what's important, and they don't know what they should tell you and what they shouldn't tell you. But you got to sit and listen and hear what they have to say and then ask the appropriate questions to get the answers to the questions that you need out of your client. And it is different with each and every one. You got to really put yourself in their shoes, because you got to understand, these people have just been through something that they weren't expecting, something that just blindsided them, no pun intended,
sure,
and is now, you know, potentially ruining their life. And it's up to you to come in and fix this for them. So it's very important that you put them at ease and talk to them about what their concerns are and address each and every one of those.
You know, when there is a work injury, and I know there's, you know, just as a roundabout question, how often, what's the percentage that a work injury can be also a third-party case?
Well, I mean, I don't know that there's a percentage out there, because basically what you have to look for, is there another party other than the employer that could be responsible for the client's injuries? That's the question. And a lot of times it's not as clear cut and dry as that auto accident,
sure,
example I gave you. For example, you could have a slip and fall at work,
right,
and, you know, come to discover that, hey, the premises where you fell weren't being maintained by the employer, but they're being maintained by some third party property manager.
So would a general contractor, for example, would a general contractor be an issue? Like, in other words, that's a great analogy. Imagine somebody's working at a construction site, they're working inside, and there's oil on the floor. Okay. And you don't know who actually put that oil there. But obviously, maybe there's a bunch of different types of trades working there, and an individual slips as he's walking from one station to another. Would a general contractor be considered a third-party individual?
I would have to look at the employment agreements. I would have to look at any contracts that have been exchanged between the parties, but there's definitely a possibility and a likelihood. So it's got to be something that's investigated, and each incident is different. So there may be some writing, being a contract or memorandum of understanding or employment agreement, that delineates who is responsible for the maintenance of the premises, and that may be a separate party. And if it's a separate party from who the individual is employed for, well then yes, you would.
Well, now,
in your case, as a general contractor, is not really an employee of anyone. Mm-hmm. You know, if he's a general contractor, he's what we call an independent contractor sometimes.
No, what I meant was an employee that's working for a subcontractor is working inside a warehouse where they're doing construction, and that individual walks from one location to another. There's oil on the floor. So say that individual is an iron worker, and he's works for the iron worker subcontractor who's walking across. You have 10 different trades, and of course they all have a general contractor. They're all umbrella by the same general contractor.
Right.
You know, that would be the issue. The reason I'm asking that question, I'm not actually trying to get that specific. I'm just asking that in that type of case, for example, does it benefit an injured worker to have to retain a firm like your firm, where you can have two individuals that cover, you know, that two professionals that, like yourself and your workers' comp specialist, some, or either you may handle both, but either way, does it benefit that individual to be able to, retain a firm that handles both?
Absolutely, absolutely. Number one, it's two separate courses of recovery that could be available to a client. You don't want to foreclose on just one of those just because you don't do that type of work. It absolutely is important that the worker should go to a firm that handles not only workers' compensation but also personal injury and vice versa. And the reason why I'm saying that is because there's no cost to the client or the employee at that point. Any reputable personal injury or workers' compensation attorney is going to take your case on what's known as a contingency basis, which means that the employee or the client doesn't pay any money to the lawyer at all. And in fact, never pays any money out of their own pocket to the lawyer. I only get paid if I recover money for my client. If I recover money for my client, we share in the recovery. But other than that, for whatever reason, if we don't win or we're not successful for whatever reason, they don't pay a penny. No, and that's how it should be.
Question for you. You know, we've had a lot of guests on the show over the course of the year, and you're one of the first that handles both, you know, personal injury matters for their clients and criminal matters. How do you feel that your kind of dual mastery of this helps you better represent your clients in their entirety?
Well, there is a little bit of interplay between both areas, but they are definitely vastly different. One, I'm in criminal court. Two, I'm in civil court. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to be in criminal court at 12:30, but I had to put them on hold so I could take care of you guys.
We appreciate that.
I'm sure. And I appreciate you guys having me, and it was a pleasure to do it. The interplay plays well, because just as I'm trying to convince a jury in a criminal trial that my client is not guilty, I'm trying to convince the adjuster and or a jury in a civil trial that my client needs to get compensated for his injuries. The attributes of persuasion and public speaking and making sure that your point gets across translates well from criminal defense to personal injury.
Now, let me ask you a question. What other types of cases? I know do you personally handle and specialize in, for example, car accidents, slip and falls?
Well, primary focus of mine is personal injury and criminal defense. Along with that comes medical malpractice. Along with that comes workers' compensation. That's what I primarily do. I also handle a fair amount of family law, which is divorces, custody, separation agreements. But I let the other attorneys who are primarily dedicated to that alone in my firm handle that.
Go ahead. So if I'm on a job site, I slip and fall in a hole. I get up and I'm in the middle of it because I'm getting a divorce, and I sock the guy who dug the hole. You're the guy to call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We take care of all of that for you.
Just
we
a
really
thought.
and you know, it's not unusual that personal injury clients will have other cases in other areas.
Sure.
And also that, you know, I'll represent someone in a criminal matter, and down the road their brother or their sister or they themselves will get in a car accident and give me a call.
You know, what is your contact information at the firm for our listeners?
Our office telephone number is 610-279-4300. My email address is lthomas@sasam.com.
Well,
I like to say, settle before we sue, friend.
well said. And Lino, I want to thank you so much. I know you did. You came on the show. I know you had a busy day and you're supposed to be in court. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your time. So thanks so much for being on the show.
No problem. Just don't tell the judge what I was
doing.
We'll send you the podcast if needed. Lino Thomas joining us here on the Pain and Wellness Hour. Good job. Good conversation with Lino Thomas, attorney, his firm in Norristown. Jay Doc, and a good conversation in our legal segment, which we have, by the way, every Tuesday. We're going to take a commercial break here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll continue with the Pain and Wellness Hour, all presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Mary Guarino, Amy Reardon, they'll join us when when we come back.
If you're injured and need rehabilitation to fully recover, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness in Center City, Philadelphia. If you're suffering from a diagnosed disease that is causing you great discomfort, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. They will provide transportation to and from their Center City office. If you are confused, if you are troubled by your medical challenges, or if you feel hopeless because others have made you feel that way, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, on the web at WeinermanPainandWellness.com.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
And welcome back, everyone, to the Pain and Wellness Hour here on 860 AM WWDB. We're all presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, serious doctors for serious injuries. Go to the website, WeinermanPainandWellness.com. Remember the name, memorize the phone number, 215-988-9503. Special thanks to attorney Lino Thomas, specializing in personal injury and joining us here on the big show. Lino, actually, first time, J-Doc, we had an attorney who joined us, who was actually right in the middle of his work day, who stepped outside of the courtroom to jump on and bring us some good information. So again, a special thanks to Lino Thomas. Remember, if you miss any of today's broadcast, if you missed the opening segment with Dr. Polino, or if you want to go back and listen to Lino Thomas, all of the entire show from today here on 860 AM WWDB will be found, delivered, and available from now until we leave this world via the podcast.
Absolutely. Modern times. So I'm ecstatic to have the opportunity to do a new segment, a women's health segment, and I'm happy to bring on the show Amy Reardon and Mary Guarino of Be Balanced Weight Loss Centers. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right. So first off, tell us, what is Be Balanced Hormone Weight Loss Centers?
So what we are, we're a national franchise. Locally, we have two centers, one in Bryn Mawr, one in Bluebell. We help women, and also we do help men who are facing hormone imbalances by naturally balancing their key hormones, which result in significant weight loss, better sleep, improved mood, increased energy, and, you know, even more hormonal symptoms. I mean, our goal really is to educate our clients on how daily stressors from unexpected sources impact their hormones. For example, sitting, you know, under fluorescent lighting, lack of sleep, eating processed foods, electromagnetic fields from our computers, our cell phones. These are just some examples of the daily stressors that impact our hormones.
Now, how would somebody know, or how might they know, if they have a hormone imbalance?
They have symptoms.
And that's what I mean. Like, so, you know, what are those type of symptoms?
Not sleeping.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Having no energy.
So I'd say most women, and men too, but most women over the age of 35 have some form of hormone imbalance. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, they just kind of live with it. And it could be I'm not sleeping. It could be inability to lose weight. It could be weight gain. It affects their whole quality of life, symptoms, certainly weight, mood, energy. It can lead to more issues like, you know, depression, anxiety, those types of things.
Now, a lot of these, so it's really interesting because as you get older, the stresses on life, you think, you know, you're not sleeping well. Maybe you're working your butt off. Maybe you're, you know, doing things. These symptoms that we're talking about, can be symptoms that you mistake, obviously, for other things, and just kind of blow them off. And so how often does somebody have them and don't know they, you know, what the cause is?
Well, I mean, you could it could affect your whole quality of life. You know, not sleeping, first of all, is a major symptom that can affect the quality of your life. It's I don't know if I'd say that they don't know it. I mean, I think most of the time when we work with women, especially, it's almost like their intuition is telling them something's wrong, something's off. You know, I've tried the traditional diet programs, I've tried the traditional exercise programs, the calories in, calories out. And just nothing seems to be working for me. I just can't lose this weight. It's collecting around my midsection. And on top of that, I have symptoms. It can be even something as light as PMS symptoms. It can be menopausal-related symptoms, hot flashes, things like that. So it's just affecting their whole quality of their life. So we kind of give back and empower women to say, you don't have to live like this. You know, there is help out there.
I was just in the middle of a conversation on the beach with my sister-in-law about this. She's a professional. I know that seems to be like a strange conversation, but we're a very close family. But she's a professional. She's logging 75 hours a week plus. She's bringing her work home. She's taking her work when she's running. She's monitoring steps and everything else, but she can't find balance. She can't find a point in the day where she feels content. Is that something completely different than we're talking about here, or is that a possible example of what you mean?
No, actually, that's a great example. That's what women are doing now. They are running. They are running. They are working. They have families. They have kids. They're doing everything. On top of just the daily stressors from living in a modern day society. You know, this all built up around us. This isn't what we were really put here to you know, be surrounded by. So for her, and the calories in and calories out theory, if your hormones are not balanced, then, you know, it goes out the window. So what that's doing is all of that stress is actually affecting her sex hormones. That kind of gets us to the next thing, which is your sex hormones, your progesterone, your estrogen. Progesterone's your fat burner. It's supposed to be balanced with estrogen, and a lot of women are very low in progesterone due to daily stress, higher in estrogen, and estrogen is our fat store. It basically has us retain fluids. So all of really what we're talking about is tied to cortisol, which is your stress hormone. Sounds like your sister-in-law.
Now, when you throw in to the equation or to the formula a specific diet that you're trying to balance because you think it's the right one or the wrong one, does that exacerbate the problem? Does that add to that?
Well, certainly diet can affect your hormones. Something that you have in your diet could be causing a stress on your body. So it's a physical stress. Say, for example, gluten. If you have a gluten sensitivity, it can cause inflammation, which is a physical stress in your body. Certainly, we get exposed to hormone disruptors and endocrine disruptors in foods we eat and in the meats we have. So we educate. I think that's what we take pride in. We educate a lot on what to eat. We look for food sensitivities. We're going through a little bit of a cleanse. So certainly diet can affect your hormones as well.
And the interesting thing is, how often, so misdiagnosis or something, this is really interesting because how often would somebody go to a doctor, you know, maybe they don't feel right, but they, how often would a doctor misdiagnose this?
A lot. I would say, you have the weight loss, the medical community. Mm-hmm. They're pushing, a lot of times prescriptions, diet pills, things like that. Then we have over here the community of the fitness.
Wellness.
The athletic trainers and the fitness instructors. They don't know so much about hormones. So you kind of look at us as we're almost the bridge between the two. We have a lot of clients that will come in and say, I don't want to be on prescription medication. I go to my doctor or I'll go to my OBGYN their answer to a lot of my symptoms is, well, this is middle age. You know, this is the way life should be. And what we're saying at Be Balanced is that it's not the way life should be. You can sleep well. You can have energy to play with your kids and your grandkids. You can lose that weight if that's an issue for you. Like I said, we kind of empower people to get that back in their life that they're missing.
Talk about a diagnosis process. Somebody goes in, they have issues. My wife and I, Lita, really, we're working around the clock, it's just crazy, and we're trying to get back into some like a healthy eating type situation. And so I got ADD, so I'm not like I'm all over the place, but I'm like a hyper focused human being, right? And it just sounds, you know, there's so many things sometimes you don't know why you're overtired. I mean, I would think it's because I work around the clock, but how do you diagnose somebody and pinpoint what the issues are before you start to, okay, put a plan together for them?
We actually have them complete a client, basically a hormone assessment, and we look at your symptoms. And basically, you know, people can have different symptoms, but they're all related to a hormone imbalance. And we look through those symptoms. I mean, honestly, people don't walk in the door without symptoms because they wouldn't
be there.
They wouldn't be there.
Looking for answers.
They are looking for answers.
How often do you find do you run into people that they're just on their last straw here, man?
Most
disgusted.
I mean,
just
or that they're very like, I've done this.
I've tried
it all. The weight comes back. So really, I mean, our long-term success is it's simply amazing. Actually, last night I got an email from someone, and the title of her email literally said mind blown. It's been 5 months, and she's lost a couple more pounds. Like, she hasn't gained any of it back.
So you're saying that, for example, if you can balance your hormones,
you can maintain.
Right. So that workout that you're spending, you know, an hour, you know, a day on, all of a sudden, you know, you start to see results, and you can maintain it because it's more consistent.
Well, this woman actually is working out twice a week.
Okay. Wow.
It's not a lifestyle that you can't manage.
And I'd say the majority of our clients are not people that come in and say, I'm eating junky food every day and I don't know why I'm gaining weight. It is the person saying, I have a pretty balanced diet. I'm shocked by some of the diets. They're really tight and really balanced. And I'm exercising, or I have a trainer, and I don't know why I can't lose the weight. So, that again, that calories out, calories in theory is not working for them because of the hormone imbalance. So what we're saying is basically, you know, you can literally prevent yourself from losing that weight, that stubborn weight, because of hormones.
You know, it's interesting. I just texted my wife and I said, turn the radio on now. Okay. No, I mean, we learn a lot of stuff from the show. That's why when we talked, Amy, I thought this would be a really good fit for what we're doing, because it's right up our alley, a little bit more specialized, but really excellent, excellent information that you're providing. Let's talk a little bit about, just for a minute, let's talk about men. I know that you specialize in women's health, but you did mention men. Do you run into that situation, number one? And number two, how much different is it than dealing with a woman's health?
So we do. I mean, men do come in. I'm working with several men right now. Men have hormones.
Yeah, they can be hormonal. Right.
We all do. Obviously, we have them in
different levels. I personally don't, ladies.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Some more than others. So similar, you know, men have stress.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really no different. The stressors that men have, high levels of cortisol, just like women do, and it depletes them of their sex hormones as well.
Through andropause.
Yeah, it's just longer menopause. Yeah. It kind of hits us like a ton of bricks.
Testosterone.
Testosterone.
See, I shave at 9 o'clock in the morning. I got to shave again at 10. That's just the way I'm just kidding.
But it affects their life. It affects their muscular density, sex drive, weight around their midsection, certainly affects their hair. I mean, it can affect men in different ways, but certainly stress affects men as well.
And even men, I mean, men are being exposed to, you know, when Mary mentioned endocrine disruptors, men are being exposed to estrogens in our environment more so than they ever have.
Now, and that's the thing. Like, in other words, I'm assuming this is a multi-level, you know, because I'm thinking about this. It's a balanced, if you will.
It's a holistic approach.
Approach.
Yeah.
So you're covering it from all. Give me an idea of what type of, from what angles you come at this from what areas. In other words, exercise, food, vitamins.
Right.
So when we look at three key hormones, or I'd say core hormones, we look at cortisol, we look at estrogen and progesterone. And Amy had mentioned some a little bit about what progesterone and estrogen does. But so we all need cortisol. Cortisol kind of gets a bad rap because you think high levels of stress and high levels of cortisol causes weight gain, kind of, but indirectly. So cortisol buffers your body. It's your stress hormone. It buffers your body from stress, the effects of stress. Okay? But two key hormones that both men and women have are estrogen and progesterone. So when you think of issues like weight, mood, sleep issues, irritability, fluid retention, all that, when you think of estrogen, okay, so estrogen being out of balance with progesterone, what we term it as estrogen dominance, okay, that right there, estrogen is considered more of like the bad guy because, it, like Amy said, it likes to hold on to fluid. It likes to hold on to fat. It affects your blood pressure. There's neurochemicals that are connected to the brain that can affect depression, anxiety, even irritability. And then when you think of progesterone, progesterone is more of the good guy, right? It likes to get rid of fluid. It's the diuretic. It's the fat burner. Again, it's connected to neurochemicals in the brain that actually has more of a calming, soothing effect. So if people are like, I can't shut off my mind. I'm always going. that is, a lack of progesterone. So what we look at is we look at to support your stress hormones, but we're also balancing that estrogen dominance so you don't have that dominance because that dominance is what – that estrogen dominance over progesterone is what can cause what we're talking about.
Be Balanced Hormone Weight Loss Centers. We're visiting with Amy Reardon and Mary Guarino here on the Pain and Wellness Hour. We'll take our final break of the big show. We'll continue the conversation. It's the Pain and Wellness Hour on 860 AM WWDB, presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, Serious Doctors for Serious Injuries. More with Mary and Amy when we come back.
Meet the doctors of Weinerman Pain and Wellness located in Center City, Philadelphia. Dr. Albert Talone, with over 40 years of medical excellence, you're in good hands. Dr. Michael Polino, specializing in the treatment of medical disorders like fibromyalgia. And Dr. Brent Weinerman, the ultimate medical professional who will treat you with an unconditional commitment to surpassing your highest expectations. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, on the web at WeinermanPainandWellness.com. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
Introducing the YMCA. What, you already know the why? Or so you think. Sure, you know the why for a swim, a workout, even a game of hoops. But did you know we're more than that? We're a cause. When you take your jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Take a cardio class while kids are in an after-school enrichment program. Practice your downward-facing dog as a teen practices her leadership skills. That's the Y. We work with people no matter their age, income, or background, and give them the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive, all with one simple goal in mind, to strengthen our community. And we've got so much more that does just that. So while you might think of the Y as that place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. Introducing the Y. We're so much more than a place. We're a cause. Visit YMCA.net/more.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
Help. And welcome back, everyone, to the Pain and Wellness Hour as we broadcast to you live here on a Tuesday afternoon, presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, Serious Doctors for Serious Injuries. Remember, go to WeinermanPainandWellness.com. Visiting now with Mary Guarino and Amy Reardon, Be Balanced Hormone Weight Loss Centers. We're right in the middle of the conversation. Amy, let me ask you first, and then Mary, you can jump in just so I can understand. Using theater of the mind, just the visual, to be able to understand when somebody comes into a Be Balanced center, my wife comes into a Be Balanced center, the initial process will help her understand what? A direction, a thought, an idea. Or use my sister-in-law, as I'm listening to you, I'm applying everything to my sister-in-law, Pam.
Sure.
What will she learn from the initial conversation?
So basically, we offer an initial free consultation where we sit down with the client, excuse me, for about an hour. Honestly, sometimes a little longer than an hour. We look through their client profile. We talk to them about, you know, what their diet is now, what their exercise is now. Obviously, we talk about all their symptoms, and then we educate them. We have an 8-week program, and we educate them basically on the 8-week program and, you know, how it works. We take a non-medical approach, so we use homeopathics, we use natural supplements, coupled with a hormone balancing diet based on whole foods. We don't use anything processed, you know, bars and shakes, they're processed. So our focus is on whole foods coupled with homeopathics, coupled with some natural supplements. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Great recipes.
And some great recipes we do. And then we offer support throughout those 8 weeks. Honestly, that's the most important piece. So we are supporting you. We are meeting with you during those 8 weeks to get you to your goals.
And the 8-week period is... is what? It's an introduction. So when you get to and you complete that 8-week period, you're where?
You're balanced.
Okay, you're balanced.
So basically, the first 4 weeks of the 8-week program is where women lose weight. They lose about 15 to 22 pounds within that first month. They're on a hormone balancing diet. They are balancing their hormones. The second 4 weeks of the program is actually where we're increasing all your foods. That's the important part because that's maintenance. So the most important part. I always tell people, you know, if you ever walk in to any kind of weight loss program, the first question out of your mouth should be, how do I maintain this? That's the second half of our program, is that we are helping you maintain this weight loss, by eating normal foods, eating out in restaurants. We're also checking for food sensitivities. Mary kind of touched upon, you know, if you have food sensitivities, that doesn't mean you're allergic to something. It doesn't mean you have a gluten allergy. To have a food sensitivity to gluten, it could cause bloating, weight gain, brain fog, so we're reintroducing foods, paying attention to how your body reacts to those foods.
Mary, is it tough? Do you find it tough for your clients after the 8-week period and they're out of the program and now forced to maintain by their own individual will or their own individual commitment? Is that a challenge for them?
So I will tell you that, I mean, that, like Amy said, when you go through your weight loss program, typically within that first 6 months after is when, if you're going to gain the weight back, when people do. And typically when you have a hormone imbalance, you will. So we take pride in not only our maintenance program, we have a stay balance program, which we actually track women for a full year after. I just had a conversation this morning with a woman who is about 18 months post-program and has maintained the same weight, which with traditional weight loss programs, you might think that's a surprise. So we take pride in our solid programs after the fact, because what we don't want to build our Be Balanced brand off of is that you come back in 6 months because you gained weight back and you're miserable. We don't want to do that. We actually want you to keep it off and tell your friends and then they come back. We really have a solid program. I'd say my 6-month, my 12-month appointments with women after they've lost their weight, they have the most success. And they really do well. I mean, I will just add to what Amy said. If that 15 to 20 pounds is a nice goal, but your goal might be 40 pounds, we certainly can do that. We have different programs that we set up if your goals are larger. I mean, we have certainly women that have lost 15 pounds. We have certainly women that have lost 100 pounds. So it depends.
Long-term maintenance, mm-hmm. How important is that? And you know, what is a program that – you know, is targeted at that.
Yeah. So can I take this? I like to use this analogy. So if someone comes in, right, to our center and they're out of balance, right, because they came in from a world of stress, right, and everything that they got going on.
Sure.
If we get them balanced, we just send them right back out to that same world.
Right, exactly.
Right? Eventually, it might be 6 months, might be a year, they might notice, you know, little symptoms here and there, but then the weight, and then as soon as the weight happens, that's when the red flag will go up. So, hypothetically, if we said, okay, instead of going back out into that world, you go out this door where you laid on a beach all day long, you had fresh fruit, fresh seafood, fresh protein, no stress, you left your husband, you left everyone behind, and you just sat there and relaxed all day. You
in that environment, no sure. stress, you'd be more likely to stay balanced. That's not realistic. So if you're going to go back out to that world that you came from, right. you have to do something long-term to support your endocrine system. So that's where our Stay Balanced program comes in. There's a supplementation in a homeopathic form. We use a cream form that long-term can keep their hormones balanced while they are in their world. And obviously, we educate people on maybe trying to change certain things in their life, maybe, you know, that can de-stress some ways in their life. But
it's interesting because I, you know, thinking about this, you know, you imagine that the outside world, I mean, you know, we've all had our stresses and, you know, you don't realize that, you know, you're eating at the wrong times, you're doing different things. That creates the problems that create other problems. Now you don't know where you started.
Right.
In other words, believe me, you know, I was in the nightclub business for 14 yeah. years. And let me tell you, you know, late night type stuff, eating, going out with the staff afterwards. But not only that, you know, just being stressed out all day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, for long periods of time. And next thing you know, you're gaining 20, 30 pounds. It reminds me, I say this, I said to my son, I said, you know, it's like studying in school. And even though I know it, you could know something, but still not practice it. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say it
yeah.
in theory, but, you stop studying, and it's not that easy just to start studying again. You know, you know, you keep in the habit. It's the same way you figure you're out right. in the world. You're going, you know, give me a tasty cake. I don't have time. I want to eat a hoagie. Let's get next thing. Yeah. All I have to do is stop eating it, and it creates other problems. Right. Now all of a sudden, you don't know where you're right. you're in a whirlwind.
Yeah,
is that a typical scenario?
Absolutely.
And I will say that the other thing that you know, within the eight, let's just assume someone's doing the 8-week program. Okay, so they feel so much better. That they don't want to go back there.
Right.
So they're sleeping again. I mean, so think of all the stressors that we've now removed. So you're sleeping, okay? So lack of sleep is no longer a stressor. You aren't bloated and digestively in distress, so that's a stressor we have removed. You're at your weight goal, so you're not over-exercising. You look good. You're not stressed anymore about, seriously, why am I gaining weight, and right. I can't figure this piece yeah. out. So we've removed so many stressors, but then on top of it, I mean, you know, typically someone walks in, they're like, you know, I just had an appointment yesterday with someone, you know, 2 weeks in, she's like, I have no more hot flashes. I can't even believe this, that they're gone. Huge stressor on your body. I'm sure she's extremely stressed out, trying to walk out the door, having hot flashes all day long, maintaining work. So when someone feels that good and you can correlate it with what you're kind of new, you know, we're not asking you to, you know, barely eat. I mean, we're actually not asking you to count calories. We're asking you to eat high quality protein, healthy fats, fruits, vegetables. I have a lot of women, honestly, who come in and they're barely eating. They're eating very low calorie. And actually, at the end of the program, they're like, wow, I'm eating a lot more food than I ever did because I never knew where the weight gain was coming from.
So what I'm really happy about here is not only are we learning a lot of incredible stuff, but, you know, we're going to have the both of you on from Be Balanced on a weekly basis at this point. And certainly, so we got a lot more to cover. Unbelievable. But before we go, contact information for Be Balanced, including the website.
Absolutely. So our main website is BeBalancedCenters.com. And then I am in Bryn Mawr, and I can be reached at 610-525-0555.
And we also have a center in Bluebell, and we are on DeKalb Pike, 708 DeKalb Pike, Shops of Village Square. And our number there is 610-239-8888.
Okay, so Amy Reardon and Mary Guarino of Be Balanced Weight Loss Centers, thanks so much for being our guests.
Thank you.
And we look forward to many more great segments.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. BeBalancedCenters.com is where to begin the process. That's going to bring the big show to a close here on a Tuesday afternoon. Special thanks to all of our listeners tuning in. We shout out to everybody over in the main line area tuning in here on 860 AM WWDB. Remember, go to Weinerman Painting Wellness.com. For Blake Rosen, for J-Doc, for Mary and Amy, who joined us here in the studio, thank you very much. And for all of our guests on the big show today, I'm Joe Krause. We'll see you next time.